Chapter 2. I don't know if Linda Payne Williams ever thought she'd be a mother. The year I was conceived, my parents were living out their dreams as foreign correspondents. They'd quit solid jobs with steady pay at Newsday, given up a new apartment near a beach in suburban Long Island, and said goodbye to family and friends in New York. Now, in 1970, they were freelance writers in a walk-up flat in London, feeding shillings into a standalone heater and cuddling to stay warm. Dad called my mother Scout because of her brave pioneer spirit. A single table was their office. They wore down the only typewriter ribbon they'd brought to England and reused sheets of paper by filling up every available blank space. The first word about me appears on one of those pages, above my dad's handwritten notes for an article. Mom grabbed it and scribbled her breaking news in the corner as she received the results over the phone from the pregnancy test. Positive. Even after they knew she was expecting, they accepted an assignment from Newsday to write a feature story on the simmering conflict in Northern Ireland between Protestants and Catholics. Dad went on foot patrol through dark Belfast streets alongside British troops, searching deserted houses for crude bomb factories. He wore a flak jacket lent to him to protect him from explosion fragments, secretly hoping he'd have a Hemingway moment where he'd have to dive for cover or duck a bullet, all for the sake of the story. In a gesture toward more responsible parenting, Mom, who usually would have accompanied him, reluctantly chose to stay at the hotel. Dad survived without a scratch, and the next day they flew back to the States. It would be the last time either of my parents would take on a dangerous assignment or even drive above the speed limit. Planned or not, raising a family soon became their center ring adventure. Mom delivered me 3 weeks early, on September 14, 1971. Her water broke, and 4 hours later, she was a mother. According to her tattered but elaborate record of my every moment, I weighed 4 pounds, 7.5 ounces, and lived in an incubator for a day or so until I was healthy enough to go home. My head was hardly bigger than a tennis ball, my body the size of a kitten's. One of Mom's friends met me for the first time when my mother was cleaning up their apartment in Bronxville. She'd wrapped me in a long blanket, trailing off toward the ground. The visitor was terrified that the vacuum cleaner might suck up the end of the blanket with tiny me in it. "She's fine," Mom insisted. I thrived, and the family...